Thank you. that's what I'll be.
Rock, if it is, we've got to figure out a way that, that it's tied in so that the things that, that come through get properly sat, because that's the only danger in the approach the president's making of the need to be heard.
So we can't vote you out and then have tenants come in and say, gee, what's, where am I going to go, or what's the line? I don't like to see our guys get out and get chopped down without seeing support in here.
On the other hand,
I just want to be sure, Chuck, that, that it's adequately, that it's totally set and everybody knows what the hell the score is.
On the other hand, you don't want Tom, just as you haven't wanted Chuck in certain areas, to get shot down by the Ned Harper type of thinking in some cases.
Yeah,
that sort of thing.
Well,
where you,
I will take care of that.
You get that, so we just want to be sure you don't get lost in
so the finance, and just so there is a meeting. Meetings are held, decisions are made, and then we can act so that it isn't, so that we have, I don't think Harper would have disagreed with this. He's gone.
I don't have any ideas beyond my ability to
understand Harper's. Many of the people around here don't have a terribly vigorous concern.
Well, but you see, the problem is, too, that so many here around here will hear the other side of it. That's what they want to get. Now, one thing is, I was trying to find Ehrlichman this morning. Where the hell is he? Over the
over U.S. News.
Well, that's all right, but it's very important that the whole domestic council has to, you know, prepare the papers and speak to them.
Well, that's what we've got to do is determine a way that you're tied in to the ongoing stuff in domestic council and the economic side, so that you don't get left out in left field and get shot down.
You can't be shot down by people here. Everybody, and there can't be any rumbling around in the White House about that when you get out and they start kicking you around. See? So that's the part I think we better get this out of advance.
So that's been one problem Tom has had.
I know.
But the people that deal with the media think that he's maybe doing it.
Well, let's look at the various things. For example, it says OTB is prepared to build and provide increased ability of life. Now, does Ehrlichman say that bill has not been cleared? I don't know whether he has or not. What's the situation?
Ehrlichman has it cleared. He feels that the whole thing on that was launched without internal staff, which
he may have.
Okay, well, I think what we got to do on each of these areas is just make sure we're clear on the decks, and we ought to do this before you go.
Yeah.
Because you're involved.
You've got to set up a procedure. Because otherwise, when you're going, you can't leave this to Rudy.
Yeah. I think it's got to be you and Tom and Ehrlichman and Schultz.
Yeah.
And then we
do that.
We got to set up a
procedure. You've got to get Bob over and Linux covered all the ground. But let's look at this. As I understand the broadcast regulation thing, so as I recall, we had a meeting with the broadcasters, her client, and so forth. The broadcasters want increased stability of licensure goals. Is that correct? Who's against it?
The main people against it are
cost more.
It would our interest if we can get cable
more
set up right before
you got
we
got
more working on the PR of this. We should have just wired up more on cable than anybody
on cable television.
You should be. That would be a very good idea.
Put him on whatever working group is. Because here again, if we're going to go on, you've got to. It is a question. I mean, again, Chuck, we can't have Tom go out there and pop off some cable television and get chopped down.
Well, you talk about
keep him around the White House. Well, I don't know. Maybe he's exceeding his authority. I don't want to hear that.
You talk about your measured goals for this administration. In 4 years, you could revolutionize if we force the technology up. I mean, force the implementation up to what the technology provides. You could revolutionize communication.
Right. Let me tell you something else. The repeal of the prime time rule. I understood how the marks of people who are for that. Who was for that?
For the rules.
Yeah. For repealing
the rule. For repealing the rule.
Yeah.
Mainly Hollywood.
You did not work here against it.
They are against it.
What about the local broadcasters on that?
They're ambivalent. In the long run, they would like to see it repealed, because they don't like so many FCC rules and regulations. Some of
said so.
He says, I know. You told me that.
Polis never proposes.
Well, that's my point. So therefore, it isn't a question where you can give it to the domestic council and have them get all those cabinet officers in and go on this. This is something that should be handled, in my opinion. It should be handled by the people that know. Garmin should be in on it. Moore should be on it. Klein should be on it. Sager should be on it. You know the ones. Right? Who else could add it? How could the domestic council add anything like this? What the hell's Butts know about this?
I'm sure we'd get Butts into it. Or it might be helpful, as a matter of fact.
But I mean, what's
up? That's right. They can't. And that's why, basically, it's
basically a
economic thing, but I'm not so sure how Schultz can help in it either.
Well, there's the point. I'm just wondering about Schultz, too.
Maybe just keep that as a cover for it.
Schultz, if Schultz resides, and then he'll want to staff it, I'm a little afraid of that.
He's a Milton Friedman, let's say, fair economist.
They come down the right side.
We can have the right side of all of these issues. Yes, sir.
And you'll see. Now, let's talk about public broadcasting. What do you mean it's on the verge of funding the city? So we'll cut back controversial public affairs program. How do they get away with that? I mean, you mean like the Agronis program? Is that public broadcasting?
No,
is that paid for by the taxpayers?
No, no, sir.
How's that Agronis? No, that's not public broadcasting.
Well, that's got to be working.
They do it on public work, yes, but they pay for it separately.
That's produced as a commercial broadcast here.
Is it? Another two?
He has two shows. He has one on WGOP. He has another that's run on navigational television.
Yeah.
That's produced entirely with private money and it's run on an Eastern network that doesn't involve the federal.
I see. Well, then, why are we fooling around with this?
Well, because that's just one.
That's just one. We have Bill Moyers. We have Black Journal. We have Washington Weekly Review. All of these things are paid for with federal money distributed over a federally funded network.
They are.
Yeah.
Well, that's what now the fight is, how do we get at this without our saying that we're trying to kick Bill Moyers and some black off the damn air?
Because we kicked Bill Buckley off at the same time.
We did.
We're completely in that direction. The direction we're taking, which we thought was in discussion of what you wanted, is to get all public affairs out of public television insofar as federal funding.
I agree with that.
That's the move we're taking.
And the reason that I agree with it is that it's whether it's Buckley on the right or Moyers on the left, that the government should not be in the business of propaganda anymore. That's one of the reasons we don't allow Voice of America in this country.
We're taking
public broadcasting. That should be the line.
That's the line we're taking. And the board, of course,
is anybody questioning that?
Sure.
Here in the
Ohio. Oh, I don't think in here.
No, that's okay. Oh, I know. I was going to have a question inside the government. I don't know what the way is. Like what?
Well, HEW has always loved the public broadcasting concept because they can put a lot of educational TV into the states.
Well, but that
on this issue,
if you stay out of public affairs, you can still do that.
You can, except I'm just talking about the second step. But
no. I have come to the point of view, I am not running this corporation for the money.
Yeah.
Let's just say.
Yeah.
And comes another president, my appointment, and we're holding my job. You're out. Same thing.
5 minutes.
So, I am coming around to the point of view, the best thing to do is the corporation for public broadcasting, which is totally funded by the federal government, just over the next few years. I don't see any way to keep that thing from becoming, at a later point in time, what we don't want it to be.
In other words, a very active protagonist like frankly the legal services part of the job for radical views is correct.
Yes, sir.
Either way, could be on the right. You could have a man on horseback or Wallace in here.
Except you could never get away with that because they keep heard on it, but you can sure as hell get away with doing it on the left.
See, the point is, we can never use the corporation for public broadcasting.
How do we cut this down now, John? I marked this.
You going for gradual TV?
I marked this time and again. Did we cut the budget on this thing? Or
we just have it.
And we took control of the board, so it's good.
Our first step for this year is to get rid of the public affairs program.
But how do we get rid of it?
They're in the process of tearing themselves apart.
Who is they?
The people in public broadcasting.
How are they doing?
They're quarreling over what they ought to be doing. They're quarreling over how they come to the federal trough to get more money. And I think we simply defeat that and over the next few years reduce the
money. Now, let me just say this. I have no quarrel with any of the I've been in a little bad position in order to get this thing. I just want to stop this crap around here that where staffing right now. I want it done this week. I want this thing staffed. I want to sit. I want it sat down. I want client on it.
Yep.
He's going to be leaving. I want Ziegler in on it. Ziegler was, I asked him about this morning. Raised some questions with the crew and so on. I said, well, what the hell is this? It's not going to get back to Caribbean stations. Tell us, imagine. They don't know it. You see, well, the fight is very, it is never, in my opinion, an excuse to have a man out sticking his head in that buzzsaw and then to say, and then when he knows he's moving in the direction we want to move, and then for somebody to come in here when a little heat builds up and says, well, that isn't staff. Now, let me say, the fight is, it's never an excuse, because looking at it the other standpoint, you see to it, Tom, don't you ever do anything without staffing. My reason being is we're in an area where there's a lot of lily-livered people around here, even among ourselves. And also, let me say there's another reason, too. Our interest here is not to just get in a fight and lose, to get in a hopeless fight. Sometimes you've got to appear to be doing other things than we're actually doing. That's why, at least sugaring up the pot by the 5-year thing is all right, not for that. And I certainly think these strike suits and applications that have to do with minority groups and so forth, a lot of that crap should come out. On the other hand, local ownership and local control was something else. That's a sound position. That hasn't come true. Has it?
No. Perfect.
That speech that he gave kicked off all this controversy. Was sent to everybody in the White House. We all had it for a week. Only Sam and I know that. I think that was because we didn't really do it, but he caught the full report of what was going to happen.
There's very thorough.
Hard to get people interested.
Until it hits a man, and then they all say you shouldn't have done that.
Yeah, and so that one fireman on that night.
Yeah.
Lieutenant, they looked at him. He's a grand slipper. Len is an honest liberal, if you understand what you're saying. The other thing that I think that Tom has to be aware of, and you all have to appreciate, is that anything Tom does in this field, not because he's Tom, but because it's this administration.
Yeah.
Even if it is moving to local control and station license extensions, which they've always wanted, they're going to try to find a twist that we're after the media. It's just, the speech that he gave was very, very well balanced, but they are only going to pick out that stuff that they're going to
It's just crucial that we understand the difference between the broadcasting industry and the press and the people who work in them. They don't believe in local control. They basically think that they want the strong network control. Reporters. They want it. Anything that breaks it down, I get constant criticism when I talk about local control because they bring up news from the South, they bring up the nothing in the Midwest, and they say, ignorant people, you know, they can't.
They think these people, when they're Fremont, Kansas, Vermont, up in New York, over here at the San Souci, know better as to what that clown in Wyoming should look at.
Well, sure. Obviously, Agronsky and Lissagor have a better feel of what they ought to know in Washington than anybody out in Iowa does.
Anything that mentions the power of the network is going to get that local press against.
Well, it's exactly the same thing. So that decreases the power of Washington over programs. I mean, that's what this great debate over the budget is really about. Our real concept is a very, very violently under attack because people.
then what has been established is a huge bureaucracy that has basically tilted far left, and that bureaucracy is missing. That's this issue. And so this same issue is involved in your view. You see?
Very good.
But I think, on the other hand, it's very important that, you see, Chuck will be on, not only just fighting some of these battles with his foundation, Walter, and so forth. The important thing is, Bob, we've got to realize if we're going to get this damn fight, we've got to know it's a fight. Everybody's got to be together on it. If there are different views, I want them expressed. By golly, on the decision, I want everybody to shut up, and I don't want any more sniping or bitching about it. Understand? If there's going to be sniping or bitching, do it before he goes up there. And then if there is something, and then if we decide, for example, well, maybe we shouldn't take on the public broadcasting, I don't know whether I'd take the worst one, I think everybody would want to take that one, but maybe not. Or maybe we should have changed the prime time access rule or something like that. Let's find out now if we're going to shift on any one of those positions. I see no reason to ship on it myself. If they're properly explained. Is it prime time access like Chuck that bothers flying the most? Which one?
No, I think the one the cable question. Right?
So the cable thing is a fundamental thing where people do disagree, let's face it.
Sure.
And the more as far as sure he is.
Yes, must be.
I know he is. That's the only one I'm showing you, but go ahead.
He's sold it.
I think the other one is that
the licensing. That is
happening. But if you go the cable route, you end the networks anyway.
Let's get back to that point and into that later. Why does he assume that the story's got to be on the other side?
No,
I think he worked on it.
Why is it really? We have indications that Rory looked at all this on government and was down in the city.
Who's going to work on this story?
I'm going to go up and see. I'll be working on this.
You know him well?
Yes, sir, I do. And,
well, why not?
So, look, we're not doing this. We just want local control. Well, I think some of this broadcast is going on. So,
the network's ahead of it. Good. The network's working on it the other way. That's to their power.
But they're going to be one of the guys that people try to do is to try to associate the bill from the speech, which says the broadcasting has to exercise more local responsibility. They're interpreting that part of the speech as a call for censorship. I just don't think we can let it go. And you have to be willing to accept more local responsibility.
They have to accept local responsibility if we're going to get 5-year licenses. Isn't that it?
That's the point.
Yes, sir.
And leave them free from jail.
Well, this is great.
Queens,
27 TV stations. I don't want to make a deal with the networks. All the networks have contacted me lately since the election. And if I made a deal with a network, I'd be subjugated, and I'd be a tool, and I would find our dad twisted around. So,
but you see, somebody's dad, it was on this last question.
You could really believe the network, but you're such a proud mutt. Now, when you come,
most of them agree with that, don't you?
No, I mean,
it's so soft.
When you come to that, individual stations, what I'm planning to do is to put a teletype machine in. And then once, and I've got some dummies that I'll send to you, once it's of age, say, instead of about 20, 50, 60 words or 100 words of a key thing.
And then the reaction?
And then that was the backup then. So we just keep feeding it every day.
Yes, you sell it to individual stations as a separate station.
I figured that I can make about $75,000 a year out of the network, which will pay just about pay my cost.
Your own network.
Yeah. Individual station
network. Affiliate stations, of course.
Oh, yeah, see, we could.
But then you buy
them. Yeah, 47. Yeah, 47. See, I had to have a station. And almost all of them wanted to. Well, that's depressing. We need to get going. And this would give you 47 independent feeds, you see. Completely unproved out. Don't think that they haven't figured out the idea of what you would say in the speech on the Saturday.
Another thing that had the local station responsibility.
Well, you see, we can give them local data like lawyer consumer confidence. So this gives them an opportunity. This gives a station an opportunity to serve his community.
The other thing I'm working with now on is you came up with 19.5 million Democrats who voted for you in the campaign, never had before.
My delegate. have to justify it in our own lives. I mean, whatever they do, they've always got to justify it. Now, what is happening is we get people saying, well, who do you think of yourself? Do you consider yourself a Democrat, Republican, Independent? And over and over every day, we get people saying, well, now, I was a Democrat. I don't know what I am. I think you better call me back next month. And this started during the bombing. I mean, we didn't get that. You see, we didn't get that. There this is like we have on the theater. You got a good program there.